initially. Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Saturday. It is November 8th, 2025. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving right around the corner. Holidays are coming up. It's an exciting time. Hey, listen, phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. And pretty cool if you want to, if you don't want to call, I get a lot of this. Man, I was going to call, I just didn't get a chance. That's fine. Whatever the excuse is, you know, whether you're just blind, you know, like, oh, I was totally listening and I was going to call. Yeah, sure. Well, here you go. Why don't you give me a text? Same number, 805-238-5775. I have the text page open here so I can actually respond to your questions or text messages right along this show. So for the next hour, there's no excuse. I want to hear from you. Call me, text me, send me an email, carrier pigeon. I probably won't get the pigeon in time, so let's not do that. But anyway. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome in. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located right here in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road, behind Viborg Sand and Gravel. Here to take care of all your vehicle needs, auto repair, vehicle maintenance, light-duty trucks, cars, planes, trains, and automobiles. No. Not planes or trains, but... Speaking of that, we just got back from quite a trip out in Las Vegas. We were there for the week. Shut down the shop, brought the whole crew with us. That was, I'm exhausted. Let's put it that way. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I wanted to let you know that I have a 28-year-old Nissan Sentra that was built in November of 97. I've worked in the automotive service business myself for about 35 years. And I had got it smogged this week, and it runs perfectly, which is crazy. And I want to let you know it has 369,800 miles on it.
That's impressive.
Rounding. But it's crazy because it's on the original fuel pump, and I haven't done anything to the transmission other than preventative maintenance service based on what Nissan recommended in the book that came with the car. And I did not buy it new. I bought it in 2002 because it's an automatic, and I had been driving manual transmissions my whole life, but then they added that third lane on the Cuesta grade, and I was, of course, driving with a stick shift, and that just did not work, going up the grade for an hour, moving 6 inches at a time, because I was driving from San Luis up to North County. So I
That'll build that calf muscle up real quick.
Yeah.
You'll be walking around lopsided.
Just, you know, it was heating up my, you know, clutch disc.
And oh, yeah.
Getting hot on the clutch, and I said, that's it, I'm going to go out, and I paid cash for this in 2002 on February 14th, and I can't believe it. I just can't believe it runs perfect, which I might be jinxing myself by even talking about it.
That's really good. Knock on some wood, huh?
Yeah, I'm knocking right now.
The Nissan, yeah, especially, yep. You know, with the Nissans, they get a bad rap, but, I mean, in all reality, if it's all mechanical, and yep. And you definitely know how to take care of the vehicle, and that's all that counts. So whether you want to learn how to take care of it, you want to find a partner that can help you take care of the vehicle, whatever, you know, it all comes down to just preventative maintenance. And you stuff's still going to happen. It's not a guarantee, but
it's a great
example of if you do take care of it, I mean, it's a possibility.
It is. And interestingly enough, I guess it was about, 2020, before COVID, actually, just before COVID, the month before COVID hit, I was having trouble with the Nissan because one of the silicon connectors that keeps moisture out on the sensors got bumped because I had to do some off-road work, and I couldn't figure out which connector it was, so whenever it rained, you know, of course, the sensor got damp and it wouldn't start. So I went out and bought, and again paid cash, for a 2011 Toyota Corolla and the base model. And, you know, that's been incredibly also reliable. It's got 202,000 on it right now. But I was very lucky to get this Toyota Corolla, and I always read the trade magazines, you know, about cars and reliability. And surprisingly, after I bought it, I looked at the list, you know, the Consumer Report, you know, the automotive issue in December, and it had the Toyota Corolla as the number one car in America for reliability, and I had no idea when I was lucky enough to find that used car. So I'm just grateful.
That is a good car.
Yeah, yep. It is, and I'm grateful for the excellent service that I've received over the years from all the different mechanics that I've worked with. But I did all the maintenance myself on both the Nissan and the Toyota for many, many years, but now I just take it into the shop because I'm too lazy. And I say, yeah, here you go.
Make it easy. Cool. Make it easy on yourself. Grateful. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a good story. I just wanted to start your day with that. And, I'm knocking on wood for that Nissan, but I'm driving it every day. It's a daily driver. I just can't believe it.
That's awesome.
Yep, it is. And thank goodness for the good engineers that created all our cars that are running beautifully. And thanks to the mechanics that keep them going.
It keeps the world spinning.
It does. Yeah, especially now that all the airplanes are delayed and canceled.
Yeah, tell me.
Everybody's going to have to drive.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Over the hill and through the woods to Grandma's house, I think. Or take Amtrak. That's even more reliable.
Well, thanks so much for the call. That was a great story.
Yeah, great. You have a wonderful weekend.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I have a 2021 Ford Ranger. And it has the Tremor package with all the fancy, expensive goodies on it.
Oh, nice.
About the transmission. It has just pushing 30,000 miles on it. And there's no dipstick or no nothing to service that transmission. Is it in need of being serviced? I do tow a trailer with it sometimes. Fairly heavy trailer.
Yeah, I mean, every fluid needs to be replaced, right? You can't... Nothing lasts forever. So, I mean, with transmission fluids, I typically recommend between 30 and 40,000 miles to replace it. Now, that one, what year was it? You said 21?
Correct, yes.
So it's the 10 speed?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that one has the filters integrated with the pan. So it is a costly service. There is a way to check the fluid level, but it's you have to get underneath it, and there's a little plug on the side to check the level on it. Yeah, it's not totally. No, actually, that one has a separate filter. I'm sorry.
Is that something that a home mechanic with a fairly well do-it-yourself shop can do, or is it something to like brain surgery? Better save it for the experts.
I would definitely save that one for the experts. It does take a special fluid. So anybody with any reputable shop with good service information will have no problem doing it. Just be careful with quick lubes most of the time around here they'll say, hey, that's kind of out of our wheelhouse a little bit. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely okay. Something we can take care of. We do those all the time for the 10 speeds. But
is your recommendation a flush, or are you of the school no flush?
No flush. Yeah, I would. The flush is quite more expensive, and you have to start it kind of really early in the process. That one, and I mean, you just don't want to break up all the sludge that's kind of built up, and adding the new fluid. When I recommend 30,000-40,000, is because you're only replacing about maybe 40 to 50% of the fluid capacity in it, and you're allowing that new fluid to mix in with the old fluid, get all the friction modifiers back in, the surfactants back in, the detergents back in. You're kind of rejuvenating that old fluid without shocking the system with a whole bunch of new fluid. If you get it early enough, the fluid should still be in good enough condition where you can kind of rejuvenate the fluid. When it gets really dark and degraded, that's, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because flushing it will cause more problems, because now all the sludge is built up, you're breaking it up, and the extractor machine just does not get 80 to 90, it only gets like 80-90% out, and that extra 10% over time will start plugging up the filter.
Okay, well, I sure wish they Ford put a dipstick on that thing. It would make me feel.
Yeah, Ford was the first one. I mean, they started that back in like 2002 with the 5R55 that went in the Explorers. There's a little plug you took out of the bottom of the pan to check the fluid level. And it was really just all about making sure the consumer didn't have anything they needed to check, right? And it's just like, no, we want that, though. Why didn't somebody ask us what we wanted instead of just saying, oh, you know what, we'll pull the dipstick out. That way you don't need to worry about checking it. It's like, no, I'm worried about it, though.
Yeah, well, you got to take the front tire off of to change the oil on it. So
yeah.
Ford engineers do it if they're applying this.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, well, I'll give your shop a call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Bye. Yeah, tell me about, I mean, I don't, the engineers, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm not an engineer, but I'm sure there's a method behind the madness, but damn if I know what it is. Anyways, so just got back from the Vegas trip and SEMA Apex, which is always an awesome time, but it's also very taxing, very tiring. So much walking. It's good, though. It was good to bring the whole crew and see everybody and get a chance to see it. SEMA and Apex, two different events. One targets a totally different crowd than the other, but both just as fun. Lots of stuff we got to learn and see. It's always exciting. And it's in Vegas, so you can't go wrong there. I got to take a break. Again, if you want to text something in, 805-238-5775. 805-238-5775 is the call line, and it's the text line, so shoot me a text over the break if you got any questions.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
Hey, And welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I appreciate you being here. I am your host from Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located right here in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. Man, I spent a whole week on a mic. So I've turned the fun vacation into Vegas into kind of a work trip. I mean, it is a work trip because we brought the whole crew with us. So work slash training, I guess you'd call it, with a little side of fun. Because at 5 o'clock, the convention shuts down and then you can go about your way, head to Fremont Street or whatever they want to go. I don't want to go there, but you got to go at least once. But I turned it into a work trip because about three years ago, with the podcast, the Gearbox podcast, I was invited to Apex to do recording there. And since then, the media area at Apex has grown pretty significantly. So there's a few different podcast booths set up there. And I spend a lot of the time just recording with other professionals in the industry, learning about the new, you know, products and stuff that's coming out. The big one is AI. So AI is really making a big dent in the auto industry on the service side, especially with the top 2-3% shops that are really actively trying to find the new tools, the new shiny things, what we call it, right? Anything new and exciting, we got to have it. A new tool. Well, you can have a new tool in your toolbox, or you can have new sales processes in the front in the office. And like I said, the big one is the AI stuff. Having an AI receptionist, and I'm not really sold on that stuff, but it's interesting nonetheless to hear about it. If you want to hear about it, you can check it out on the Gearbox podcast. It's all over every major podcast platform. Just kind of interesting to see where the auto industry is going or what direction it might be going. I mean, it's changed obviously a lot in the last 10 years, but say in the last 50 years of, it's kind of made a full circle though. Back in the 30s and 40s when it was full service fuel, when you pulled up and you ran over the little, rope in the, or whatever it was that was laying on the ground and you hit the little chime, little ding, ding, everyone run out, clean your windshield, check your tire pressure, check your oil, fill up your gas. You didn't have to get out of the car. And that slowly just evolved to self-service, right? And now you just, you get side-eyed when you pull up in the gas station, right? It's like no one's going to go out and check your tire pressure at the gas station. There's a few around here that'll still give you a little bit more service than that. But for the most part, you get what I'm saying. It's come a long ways away from that. And in the last, 5 to 6 years, it's kind of made a circle back around. As you can see, some of the gas stations are starting to incorporate that back in. Repair shops are trying to give more of a quality service. Definitely one thing that we're working very, very hard is working on that experience and that service, the quality of service. Fixing the car goes second to, taking care of you as the client, as the customer. Of course, it's important. Training is important to learn how to fix technical issues. Yes, that's very important. But with the technology out there, vehicles have become more complex to fix, but it has become easier to get that service information. So I guess it's a double-edged sword. It's hard. It's easier, but simpler or something like that. But so we're just working on the front end of the office and making sure that, we have everything we need to make sure that you're taken care of when you come in. And so talking to a lot of other industry professionals about the same thing and seeing what's new is really exciting for me. And that's what Apex is. Apex is a lot of that. And then SEMA is the big crazy show where there's the burnout yards and the crazy builds. And so you get to see a little bit of everything. And it's a week, but it's the longest and shortest week of my entire year, every year. And that's always fun, but yeah, with all the flights stuff, we were getting a little nervous yesterday because we flew back yesterday. We weren't sure what was going to happen there. We woke up and Friday was like, oh, all major airlines are cutting flights out of international airports. Well, the Harry Reid is an international airport. We're like, uh-oh, our flight's in like 5 hours. I wonder what's going to happen. But there's a lot of stuff online about the TSA lines, and it was actually really easy, and everyone was really nice to at the airport. So we didn't have any problems, which was great. I don't know if I could have done another day in Vegas. we were there with another local shop, and he's like, man, you think it'll get canceled? I'm like, why, are you excited to stay here another night? He's like, I could probably do another night. I'm like, I cannot do it. I gotta go. I think one of my guys in the shop, they said it was like 38,000 steps in one day. He was like doing the math. He's like, I don't think the math is right. He's like, what do you mean? Well, you count the steps right on your pedometer, and then you convert that to miles, and it was like 67 miles. He said he walked. He's like, there's no way that can be right. Like, maybe. You are a young guy. I mean, and you went to Fremont Street every night, so that's a good, pretty good possibility. But it was fun. It's always good to get out there and do some training. Speaking of that, what events do we have going on coming up here soon? So I started the show talking about Thanksgiving, so we definitely got to bring that back up. I'm going to have Dave on the show with me here fairly soon, I think. I'm just going to make sure he's ready to go with that. But we want to talk about the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles. That's a really awesome event going on in Paso Robles. That is on Thanksgiving at Centennial Park over on Nickerson. I'm sure you know where Centennial Park is. If you've never heard about this before, it's been going on for decades. They feed 1,500 people every year, 1,500 plus. You can go there and sit down and have a meal or get it to go. It's absolutely free for everyone to come in to get fed on Thanksgiving. If you're in need of getting a warm meal, you want to bring your family, no questions asked. Just come on down and get yourself a meal. That's from 12 to 2. The to-go meals start at 3. If you are unable to get out and about, they can actually have a delivery service give you a meal. This is all nobody's paid. It's all volunteer-based. Everyone goes there and volunteers for every part of that. I've been tasked this year as leading the flow team, which keeps all the dishes clean and sanitized and put back into the dining room. As you can imagine, it's a lot of plates, and so they got to be rinsed, recycled, and reused. So I'm part of that. If you want to volunteer your time, that would be awesome. You can come down and work with us on the flow team, because that's where we need a lot of help. Go to thanksgivingforpastrobles.com, and you can click on to volunteer. There's lots of great opportunities of places to volunteer your time, but I recommend the flow team. Diane and myself will be there. We'll see if Diane's there. I think she's on the mend, but we'll see if she can make it there. But you can come on down and work with us. I call it work, but it's more fun. You can have some fun with us. Cleaning dishes. It's a good time. Anyway, check it out. Whether you're in need or you want to volunteer your time. Also coming up, the salute to our heroes. That's going to be the Wings, Wheels, and Warbirds show. But is now the salute to our heroes. That's coming up. November 8th. Well, it's today. Man, that shows where I'm at. Yeah, that's today. So I'm glad I brought that up. So if you're looking for something to do, head out to the Warbird Museum and go check out the big car show going on out there. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. Hey, I wanted to remind the people to that Thanksgiving Day, they also start the volunteering on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So they need a lot of help on those days as well.
Yeah, the whole week of stuff to do. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's easy to sign up. Just go on there, and then, it'll be great. I'll see you guys there.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, that's the whole week. I'm not sure what's still. I haven't looked at the roster yet. But I know you can head over to the Culinary Arts. And that's a good place to volunteer your time as well if you want to be on the chef side or the preparing side. And there's just lots of stuff to do. So if you have any questions, there's an email there. You can reach out and ask if you have any other questions about it as well. Salute to our heroes today at the Warbird Museum. Go check that out. Lots of fun things to do there. I think I've seen enough cars in the last week to last me a little while here, so I don't know if I'm going to go check that out, but maybe. It's a nice enough day, and it goes to a good cause. I think there is an entry, but I'm not sure what it is. It's usually not very much, but it goes to the museum, so. And I think they give you a discount, or it does cover the museum, so the cost of the entry also covers the entry to the museum, so you get to see two things at once. If you've never been out to the Warbird Museum, you should go out there. It's awesome on its own, but it's really nice when they have an event like this going on. All right, what else we got on? We have lots and lots of news. I don't even know where to start. It's kind of like walking around the convention center for SEMA. It's just 4 miles of you got West Hall, North Hall, South Hall Upper, South Hall Lower, Central Hall, and every single one of them has a different theme. It's like walking around. I don't even know where to start. But we do have some recalls coming up I want to get to and some news. And if you have anything you want to bring up, feel free to call 805-238-5775 or text that same number. Be right back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. See their online specials at aceautocare.com.
Angelo Bavaro. Day 39 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers working through the weekend. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offering a plan that would have included a year-long extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans rejecting that plan.
They're saying send all this money to insurance companies and it'll be fine. What the Democrats are not saying is it's pumping money to insurance companies, not to people to be able to help. It's only for about 20 million people. The select group that they have picked, it's not the general population line. Most people's insurance rates are going to continue to go up.
Senator James Lankford on Fox and Friends Weekend. Cancellations and delays continue at airports.
This, by the way, happening with a 4% reduction in flights in 40 airports. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says that number could go up.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Are you curious what your valuables are worth? Plan to go to Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry November 11th through the 13th for the estate buying event. Speak with the specialists who will give your items a free, no obligation offer. They will be buying gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins and currency, artwork, antiques, military memorabilia, and more. Get paid for your unused valuables. For more info, call Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry at 805-238-2231 or visit BellaJewel.com.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Thank you.
back. You are tuned in to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. Appreciate you tuning in on this. Is it sunny out yet?
Yeah, it is sunny.
Sunny Saturday morning. November 8th, 2025. All right, let's get you into some automotive news. And right before we do, I just want to let you know, if you are planning on getting ready for a holiday trip, holiday travel, as one of the callers earlier mentioned, you might be going over the river and through the woods to get to grandma's house, because government shutdown's causing a lot of delays in the if you wanted to fly. So not a bad idea to get that car serviced. With that being said, we have lots of specials going on. 10% off all AAA members, 10% off if you're in the military, 10% off for all first responders and state employees. And that's all the time, just so you know. But also $10 off any oil change. So if you're looking to get your oil change before you get out of town, go onto our website, shiftinggears805.com. Click on the specials tab. And you can click on those coupons to make an appointment to get those deals. $10 off an oil change. Can't beat that. Also comes with our world famous full digital video inspection, which features yours truly going over your vehicle in real time. And in this, as always, we hand wash every vehicle with every service over $300. Uber vouchers, if you want to drop it off and you need to ride home, we can get you an Uber home, get you an Uber back. We can even pick up your vehicle from your work if that makes it a little bit easier. So make a note of that. We are back in full swing next week, so we are ready to go, and we could definitely use your support after. I'm going to have a little cardboard sign that says needs funds for Vegas trip. Just being honest, right? All right, let's get some news going on here. So big news for GM and Allison. As if you've known the Chevy trucks, GMC Chevy with the Duramax diesel, they've always come with the Allison transmission. Some of the gas vehicles also came with Allison. This is a long time partner of these, and it really made the truck. I mean, Chevy makes a decent truck. Front ends aren't the greatest, but they are. It's a decent truck. When you come to the heavy duty stuff, one of the only reasons why they lasted the way they did is the Allison transmissions. And ever since 2001, the heavy duty Silverados and GMCs have worn the badges, bragging of their Allison transmissions. Boosting a particular transmission might seem like a weird flex, but in the realm of heavy-duty pickups, a transmission meltdown is possibly a more dreaded and more common circumstance than an engine fragging. That was especially true in the early 2000s, as the diesel power wars heated up every year seemed to bring up a new record in torque or tow ratings. By partnering with Allison, known for its expertise in converting ginormous torque into forward motion, GM could reassure customers that its increasingly swole Duramax diesel and gas V8s could put the power down. But that deal ends next year, and the split sounds borderline. It's not good. We'll leave that one out for radio. So not only will GM stop slapping Allison badges on his trucks, but next year the company will retroactively hunt down any unsold Allison badge trucks and de-brand them, because after June 29th, 2026, the terms of the divorce decree that there will be no more Allison branding on unsold GM trucks, even those trucks that were built in 2025. The partnership does run through this year, though. Like to imagine GM moping around and listening to Gin Blossom's Allison Road. Go listen to that song. But the reality is the Allison partnership has been mostly a branding exercise since 2020, when GM introduced the HD 10-speed automatic, which, let's be honest, owns more to Ford than it does to Allison. Given that it's no longer using literal Allison transmissions, GM evidently took a close look at what it's paying for the branding and product validation and decided that at this point, probably nobody's buying a truck or not buying one based on loyalty to a transmission supplier, which is probably fair. But if you're a hardcore Allison loyalist, dry those eyes, because your favorite slush box slingers are still putting their product in plenty of other vehicles. For example, Allison just won a $97 million contract for its X1100 cross-drive transmission, which is used in a popular American vehicle known as the Abrams Man Battle Tank. And never say never, but it's not the most question. It's not out of the question that somebody GM's Duramax might outmatch its in-house transmission capability. And the company could come crying back to Allison. To that point, the Allison 9000 series transmission is good for 3,200 horsepower and 9,000 pound-feet of torque. And sure, pickups don't make that much power yet, but we'll see what happens on the horizon. So if you're still looking for an Allison, get yourself an Abrams main battle tank, and that you get your Allison back. But it's true with the 10-speed, when the 10-speed automatic transmission came out, it's been in play for a few years now. It's held up with the I'd call it the D-rated Duramax, because they're not quite the same. But they have been holding up pretty good. And with the small segment there about Ford, it is true that the 10-speed GM and the 10-speed Ford, it's the exact same transmission. Ford actually engineered, designed the 10-speed, and GM bought that from Ford. So it's not identical in the sense that you could pull one out and put it in the other, but the fluid specs are the same. Most of the internal components are the same. So it's a lot of one and the same. GM is pretty famous at just buying other people's stuff and putting it in theirs and then selling that marketing. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Yeah, hi. I just want to ask your question on your opinion of fuel additives.
Sure.
Such as octane booster and injector cleaner and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Do you have a specific question?
No, just do they work and or are they harmful? You know, or?
They do work. I would say not. I mean, it's like anything in the world. Like not every one of them on the shelf is going to be great. It takes a little bit of talking to the engineers of the product and like making sure that like you know it's American made and they've done their lab tests and all that stuff. But like in a whole, of course the thought of it does work. Octane boosters, if you need an octane boost, yes, they do work. It's you know, lead used to be the number one octane booster. Obviously, you can't have lead in fuel anymore. So that happened decades ago when we found out that without lead in the fuel, the engines will knock or detonate because you need to elevate the octane level. The difference between 87 and 91 is so negligible that I always say that it's just... I really think it's just one tank and they're all fed up into three different nozzles. but some of the better gas stations they do. I mean, it is different. And if you need 91, you need 91. If you don't, then the octane booster is a complete waste of money. If the vehicle is designed with high compression and you need that octane boost to avoid detonation, it is necessary. Now, like vehicles that have like flex fuel, and on most fuel injected vehicles that are computer controlled, can adjust the electronic timing enough to make up the difference. When you get into the high performance stuff, the specs of that computer can't compensate enough for that lower octane fuel. So you do need to run 91 if it calls for it. Now, adding another octane boost, like if you had 87, that was the only option and you needed that extra, that's a great time to use that octane booster. So I always say with like the performance Euro cars, if you have one of those, it's probably a good idea to put a bottle in the back seat in case you run across somewhere and for some reason there's no way to get 91 octane. You have something to up that octane rating.
So like say one bottle says treat up to 21 gallons. So if you only have 3 gallons, is that more octane, or is it the same? You know what I mean? Like because you got more of the octane booster. Is that going to make it more stronger because you only
correct. Put it
in 3 gallons?
Correct, yeah. So it's just like mixing two-stroke fuel, right? So if you're mixing if you're mixing so many parts of oil, so many parts of fuel, if you have less fuel but you use the same amount of oil, then you've changed the ratio of the, you know, if you're going from 50-1 or if you're going to 24-1 or whatever it is. So yeah, it's definitely, it's based on how many parts of fuel you have compared to parts of octane booster. And so you just got to kind of do that math and get it close. What's that?
Fuel injected cleaner and octane booster, but the gas treatment one, what do you think of that one?
There are some out there that really don't do much, but there's other ones that are fantastic. We do have a product from JB that is it does work really well. I've seen the before and the after. It's really important with direct injection. That's one of the biggest killers I see with vehicles with direct injection. And that's like 2014, 2015 and newer. It's where the fuel injectors are placed in the cylinder. And they call that the GDI, direct gasoline direct injection. It's one of the biggest killers of those injectors is they start clogging up or the nozzles get a little restricted. And instead of those injectors spraying a nice fan spray, it's kind of like something stuck in the front and you get this little stream. So if you ever, you know, spray like a spray bottle and you turn that nozzle tight and you get this nice puff, this nice mist, and you kind of loosen it up a little bit and start shooting a stream a little bit. That's the difference. But the difference is something gets stuck in that injector nozzle and then you get the stream. So the fuel does not get atomized correctly. So it's really important with those GDI engines to run some sort of cleaner to keep those injectors clean. Now the ones you throw in the bottle is kind of in the tank is kind of like a maintenance. So if you're doing that, you know, say every oil change or throwing one in there, that really helps with preventative maintenance. But sometimes it really needs like the actual throttle body cleaning where you get a product in there that cleans the outside of that nozzle chamber as well. It is really important with the newer vehicles.
And, what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah,
you know like how Ford Rangers have the four-cylinder, two spark plug?
Yep.
The other one, are they both in the cylinder?
Correct.
I was thinking it was like underneath itself because it's the back burn. There's a second one or something like that. So if one of those is out, would that be a misfire?
Well, it depends on which one it is. If it's the primary, then yes. They have what they call the wastegate, so it will. It's designed to spark twice to help burn or keep the exhaust side clean. So they call it an exhaust burn or there's another name for it. But it basically burns on the exhaust stroke and then you have your power stroke.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to know about the octane stuff.
Yeah, of course. And the one thing with octane is too much is not going to hurt, but not enough will. So you can always add too much octane and it's not going to make a difference. You're just wasting money. It's just not going to burn. But not enough when you need it is going to cause problems. So I wanted to clarify that as well. But I appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Eagle Energy Country Store. Stop in and say hi. We're always glad to see you.
Have you ever made the Eagle Energy Country Store your first stop after leaving home or work?
For those of you who have, we at the Country Store appreciate and thank you for your business.
If not, come by the Eagle Energy 76 on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road.
And let us make you feel welcome.
Maybe you don't need fuel for your vehicle.
But you need something to fuel you.
We've got happy hours. That's right, happy hours. From 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, purchase anything in the store and the coffee creation in the size you crave is free.
You heard us, free, no catches. Come back in the afternoons too. From 4 to 6 p.m. when you buy anything in the store, the fountain drink of your choice is free with your purchase. This includes our 100% freshly brewed iced teas. And now we have 3 new flavors to choose from.
Looking for something different than fast food or a long sit-down lunch? The Country Store Deli's Chili Verde Enchiladas are back.
See you at the Country Store.
We'll see you at the Country Store.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family.
Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Attention kids of all ages. For great family entertainment, head to the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles with the latest releases as well as special features and showings. And if you're looking for a birthday gift or just a way to say thank you, gift certificates are available. For the movie hotline, call 227-2172. That's 227-2172 or online, parkcinemas.com. And as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. This is Gearhead Radio, and I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Appreciate you being here. Getting down to the end here. Just about 9 minutes left. Something like that. Phone call about before the break about using fuel injector cleaners and stuff like that. It's a really good question. And I want to answer the question about the it's wastegate spark on that one. So yeah, that's why you have two different ones. It just allows the like an emissions thing that way you're burning all the fuel out of the cylinder before the next charge air. So that way you're making sure you're getting as much fresh air fuel mixture in the cylinder the next time around, and you're not displacing it with any carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide that's in there. So, but that's important in the aspect of cleaning the injectors as well, because the idea is you want the fuel to be atomized. And what that means is you want all the hydrocarbon molecules to bond to an oxygen molecule. And when you're looking at it really closely, so you want this nice puff or this nice cloud mist of fuel, so that way you can get a lot of oxygen mixed in with the fuel, because that's what really makes a nice potent air-fuel mixture. Now, if you have droplets of fuel don't do as well. A lot of that just gets burned and pushed out the back. A lot of it turns into like a carbon, right? Because that under high pressure, you get that fuel, the hydrocarbon, it turns into like a carbon molecule and starts building up. Now you get this black soot everywhere. That's why when it's running too rich, you get a lot of that black sootiness out of the exhaust. Not on newer cars, but the little hot rod guys know what I'm talking about. You get a lot of that black sootiness, and over time it builds up. And now you have this caked on crustiness. And that's when you got to get in there and do cleaning. And it's the same thing with, a service called walnut blasting. And that helps break that down. But you don't need to do that if you keep everything clean to begin with, and with maintenance. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Really interesting things you're talking about. I've used a cleaner to clean injectors called Seafoam.
Absolutely. I love Seafoam.
It's the best one that I've ever found. And you just pour a can of that in the tank when things aren't quite right. And if it's an injector problem, pretty much cleans it up.
Yep. The Seafoam, the in-tank and the aerosol is definitely one of the better products.
I never use the aerosol.
Yeah, that'll... Yeah, if you want to piss your neighbors off, that'll do. Yeah, you put it in there. They give you a little squiggly looking hose that's like 8 inches long, so you can put it in the air tube, and then you clamp the air tube back down. You start the car, then you kind of just mist it until the car wants to die, and you let it idle back up, and you start throttling it up a little bit, and just hold that can down until it just kills the engine, and then you let it sit for just a few minutes to kind of soak in. And the next time you start it, you got to go kind of drive it aggressively. But, man, you will have some people look in your direction, because it'll just be clouds of smoke coming out the back, just burning all that carbon out.
You do this at night.
Yeah. It's probably a better idea to do it at night. I like doing it during the day so you can see all the actual carbon getting burned out.
So you won't piss your neighbors off as bad. That's like,
But yeah, I stand behind Seafoam and the JB products. I just recently did a whole demo with them, and that's probably the thing I've found that's just as good, if not better. But I've used Seafoam for a long time, and I'm very impressed with it.
I mean, this is many, many years.
Yes.
We're really going back.
Yep.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up.
I appreciate it.
Really good luck with it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Yeah, the Seafoam product's great. But the important thing is like you said, in the tank, the package that we do when it comes to fuel injection, one goes in the tank, one goes in the engine oil, and then one goes in the throttle body. So we're kind of hitting it at three different angles, which I really like, because then you get up under the rings and get a lot of the, if you have oil consumption problems, sometimes oil rings get stuck, and sometimes there's like, you know, gunkiness in those oil control rings, and you can get that product in there, it starts cleaning that out, and that helps with oil consumption, which also is going to help keep the injectors clean, because you don't want oil getting up in the combustion area and start clogging stuff up. So cleans it there, cleans it through the tank, through the injectors, and then we clean the outside with the intake. So kind of a an assault on all senses. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. I thought I'd throw kudos out to your shop. I had never used you before, and I needed a smog, so I took them there, and the guys did a smog, and they were great. And then I asked them about, you know, do you check out potential vehicles I'm looking to buy? And they said, sure, and gave me the rundown on it. Anyway, I brought a truck in there, and they did the whole, you know, the whole couple-hour go-over of the truck, and I ended up buying it, and they ended up telling me exactly what was right, exactly what was wrong. And, boy, I recommend that for anybody who's going to buy a used vehicle.
Oh, I really appreciate that. That's good to hear. Great, and,
yeah, just want to throw a kudos to your shop, because your guys are great.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. I'll let them know for sure.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, if you're buying a car, you should definitely get it inspected by an ASC certified technician, 100%. Sometimes it's not what you want to hear, right? Sometimes you've bought the car before you bought the car, you know? But there's a lot of cars like that, so maybe you get that one up in the air and you find out there's like more than it needs, like you'll find another one. But it's important, because you're going to have to pay for it one way or another, but that is a service that we offer. You know, and if it's a good seller, it's something that either pay for, or you guys can split or take it off the bill or whatever, because that's just the most transparent and honest thing to do if you're selling a vehicle. And I've said this before, but it stands to say it again, like in this area, in this county, it is just remarkable how many times I have a vehicle come in and the amount of work that's approved on it. And the story is that they're getting ready to sell it. I've had more vehicles with, say, $3,000 or $4,000 worth of maintenance done on them that is just going to be sold. Well beyond a car that, I drive this every single day. Let's just, you know, do the most important things. I'll come back later for the maintenance stuff. I mean, as long as you're aware of what the vehicle needs, that's all that matters to us, right? That's the most important thing. When you want to put, you know, defer some maintenance or do some yourself or whatever, that's fine. But what my point is right now is typically when everything's approved all at once like that, and they want everything back up to like tip top running condition, it's not for themselves. It's because they're getting ready to sell it. And I feel like it's just this county. It's just like we got each other's back, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. And so to her point, it is, yeah, if you're going to sell it, like, get it inspected as the buyer. But if you're selling something, just already have it ready to go. You know, like if you're getting ready to sell a car, just bring it down. We'll do the inspection. We'll have a whole report ready to go. And then that way when it's, you know, it's like, that's one less objection, one less thing. Like, you don't have to worry, oh, I'm not going to schedule this and do that and the other. It's already ready to go. Smog's done. Inspection's done. Here's everything you need. Clean bill of health. Or, hey, there's a few things that it needs. It just, there it is. Then you don't have to worry about that back and forth. And it's just the right thing to do. So appreciate the call. That was really nice. Well, that's my cue. I got to hit the road. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Definitely tune in. I think I'll have Dave Cudajon with me. We'll be talking about past Robles Thanksgiving. That's it. Hope to see you next week. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time.
You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.